the question was asked, when fulfilling certain mitzvot, Kvod Shabbat, Onik Shabbat, should one have in mind that it is Doraita? And the general rule is, I'll quote what one of my Rebbeim once said, your best bet is to be a moron. Those were his words. What did he mean? He said, before you make a bracha, before you do mitzvah, you could start thinking, I'm having in mind to do this mitzvah like this. Let's say Sfiras Omer. So there's a machlok, a Sfiras Omer today. Is it a mitzvah d'oraisa? Is it d'rabanan? Person could start thinking, I'm having in mind, like we paskin, Sfiras Omer is d'rabanan. But what about the opinion that says d'oraisa? Person's going to have in mind, I'm reading Kriya Shema to fulfill the biblical mitzvah of reading Shema. That's true, that's how the Shulchan Aruch rules. But there's Shagas Arya that asks why we rule that way, because there's a differing opinion in the Talmud, and it would seem logical to go with that opinion. Person makes a blessing in the morning, Birchas HaTorah. He could have in mind, I'm fulfilling the biblical obligation to say Birchas HaTorah. But it's a big machlokas, whether it's Doraisa or Drabanan. So what Kavanah can you have? If we rule that mitzvot tzichot Kavanah, and tzichot Kavanah is me'akev, we say in biblical mitzvot, you must have Kavanah. So then what Kavanah can you have? So that's what he meant. He said, you have to have Kavanah. I want to do this mitzvah right. The way Hashem wants me to do the mitzvah, the way Chazal instituted to do the mitzvah, whichever way is right. Hashem, you know what's right. I want to have my Kavanah is to do it the way that's right. If it's biblical, it's biblical, rabbinic, rabbinic, whatever it is, that's Hashem's call. It's not my call. And in many instances, you come out much cleaner. The same thing, they quote in the name of the Gra, and it's quoted in the Magen Avram and others, that when you stand in tefillah, so the Sfardim, you'll notice in the Sfardi Sidur, when it says Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, in the middle they write Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, and then they have all kinds of Kavanot, and in one place it says have Kavanah for Elohim, another place it says have Kavanah for this name, for that name, right? Sfardim do all of this. The Magen Avraham says, and this is what we Ashkenazim generally go with, we don't know what the Kavanot mean. And if you don't get it 100% right, then you're off. So you would have been better off not having any Kavanah. So the Kavanah we're supposed to have when we daven and when we do all of these things is the simple meaning of what I'm doing. Simple meaning of what the words I'm saying is. What do these words mean? Simply. And anything beyond that, I leave to Hashem. I say, Rabbon Shalom, may my tefillot be with the Kavanah that they're supposed to be. I will focus the simple meaning of the words. Beyond that, I leave in your hands. And that's what's recommended. The Gra also said it. Because if you go the other way, you try to have all these high kavanot and you get it wrong, so then you're worse off. Like this, so it's like an autopilot. You didn't do it, but it's automatically considered like you did. Let's see.